Sechtes Menachah is Daf Mem, the top line of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We previously discussed that based on the Smichas and Pashas Klitzesei, where the Torah teaches us the Issa of Klayim right before the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, so we learned that Esei Deicher Leisesei and the Issa of Klayim doesn't apply to Tzitzis. Our Gemara begins, Tanar Rabbanon, that we learned in the Braisa, Sadim Mitzitzis, Beishame Petrin, Beisil Mechayvin, Valocha Kedver Beisilel. According to the Tanakama, there's a machlekes between Beishame and Beisilel if there's a Chiv of Tzitzis by a linen baged. Rashi explains, Beishame doesn't die the concept of smichas, and therefore certainly one cannot tie chutei tcheles on a beged of linen. Therefore, beishamei patron, while beisil is derish smuchais, and there is no issa shatnes by tzitzis, one is therefore mechuyev to place tzitzis even on a linen beged. The Tanakhama teaches us the halacha beisilel that we follow the psak of beisilel, and Rashi points out the lechira according to beishamei, the Gemara should have stated that sadim betzitzis is usher. Certainly, if you beishamei, it would be usher for someone to wear this beged with shatnes, and therefore Rashi explains that the reason why Beis Shammai uses Lashon Patron is because he's teaching us that he holds that the mitzvah of tzitzis is to place tzitzis on a beged. It's a chayiv on the talis itself, and even on a beged that's munach b'kufsa. Once Beis Shammai teaches us that this beged is patur, then certainly if one would place tzitzis on this beged and it would be klayim, then if one would wear this beged, then he'd be oivon the issa of klayim. And as Rashi states, tzitzis chayiv hula beged afilo ina loivsha v'issa v'heta nami b'hotalia, and it happens to be that the issa and heta to wear this beged also tali in this din, kivin lo beishamai potor, so havelu klayim shaloi b'makam mitzvah, oivaleim mishum klayim, however Ayin and Tesis, who is bothered with this pshat of Rashi, therefore Rabbeinu Tam understands the din of beishamai differently than Rashi. It's important to know that Tesis brings that according to Rashi, though certainly lefi beishamai, one could not put chutei tcheles into a linen beged, however since we pass like that chachamim, that tcheles in a makheves salavon, if someone has a four-cornered linen beged, they would still be able to use that beged, using four chutei lavon made from pishton. However, Rabbeinu Tam is chilek and Rashi and holds that lefi beis shammai, once you can't use techiles, so you also can't use four linen strings, and that is why beis shammai uses the lashon of patar, as a linen beged is completely patur from tzitzis. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, according to beis shammai, it would be impossible for anyone to ever wear a four-cornered linen beged, either because beis shammai holds like Rebbe that techiles is makheves salavon, possibly even if they generally hold like Rabbanon that techiles ain't makheves salavon, that's only in a scenario where one could put chelas into this beged, however they just don't have chelas and therefore would not be ma'akev, and one could use four strings of lavan. However, since by a linen beged one cannot use chelas, lefi beis shammai the issa of shatnei supplies, therefore one would also not be able to use four strings of linen to place on a linen beged either. Ayin Rashi who points out that beis shammai and beis hillel would also be chelik in case where someone had a beged semer and wanted to place linen chutei lavan, and according to beis shammai one would not be able to do so as the issa of shatnei supplies to tzitzis, they do not dash in smichos. Lefi beis shammai, by beged tzemer, then one must specifically use chutei lavan of tzemer as well. However, since beis hillel holds that the concept of shatneis doesn't apply to tzitzis, therefore one could even use chutei lavan of pishton on a beged of tzemer. Rashi is bothered that if so, why did our Gemara bring the machlekes between beis shammai and beis hillel dafka b'degeya linen beged, and the Gemara could have just brought a machlekes between beis shammai and beis hillel if the issa of shatneis applies to tzitzis or it doesn't apply to tzitzis at all? And Zok Rashi behind the Nakapultayu Besadin, and the reason why our Gemara brought the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Benegei Linen Beged, is the Shum Nepsikle Milsa, the Ein Bei Tzitzis Bloy Klayim. Certainly one cannot perform the Ikka Mitzvah of Tzitzis on a Beged of Linen without having Klayim. She Ikka Mitzvah Tzitzis, Tchelis Ksivabei, Ho Tchelis Amruhu, and certainly Tchelis is made out of dyed wool. Brisa now continues, and as we will see, Rashi will bring down two different explanations as to how to understand the next part of the Gemara. We will first learn our Gemara based on the first explanation of Rashi, and as the Brisa continues in Es, Amar Blaz Reb Tzadik, V'aloi Kolamata Tchilas Besadina B'Yishlayim, Eino Elamin Amatvin, how could the Tanakhama state that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel, therefore one can place Chutei Tchilas in a linen beged? We know that anyone that does so in Yishlayim, Amin Amatvin, and as Rashi explains, Eino Elamin Amatvin, Mitames Kol Royin Shoyme Klayim Ulavosh, as people that see him will say that he's wearing Klayim, had a Beis Hillel Polag Reb Lezer. Rashi explains that Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik is being Chilak on the Tanakhama, as although the Tanakhama stated, we paskin like Beis Hillel, but in fact in Yishlayim de matmiya on anyone that wears tcheles, it must be that either in regard to this halacha, we actually paskin like Beis Shammai, there's actually not the proper understanding as to the Shita Beis Hillel, and maybe Beis Hillel also agrees that the Issa of Klayim applies by tzitzis, the Anshe Yishlayim were actually paskin like Beis Hillel. However, the Gemara continues on Rebbe, that Rebbe states that certainly the Pesach is like Beis Hillel, and certainly this is the proper way to understand Beis Hillel. Midraisa Beis Hillel holds that the Issa Chayes of Klayim doesn't apply. Therefore, Midoraisa, there would be a Chiv to place Tcheles on a linen beged and in Kain Lamasru. And if so, why was it that in Yishlayim they said that it's also for someone to wear Tcheles with a linen beged? Rebbe explains, Lefishayim Bekin, this was only based on a Takana Drabanon. They were concerned that most people are Meratzim and therefore they are not Bekim. The Issa of Klayim doesn't apply to Tzitzis based on Smuchin. If they would see someone wearing Shatnez on a Tzitzis, then they would think that there is no Issa of Klayim. They would even wear Shatnez Shaloi B'makom Mitzvah. Lefi Rashi Lishitasai, Chacham made a Takana that when someone wears a four-cornered beged of linen, they would not be able to wear Tcheles, and instead they would put in four strings of linen. Therefore Rashi continues, V'ikasha, Kivin Ibn Raisa Chayiv, Heichim Matzur Rabbanon Lakadam Natera, V'lemiftur Mitzitzis M'shem Zera, and since Midoraisa there is a Chiv to wear Tcheles even on a linen beged, so if so, how could Rabbanon now say that one should not place Tcheles on a linen beged? How could it be Oikud this Mitzvah Natera? And Zokt Rashi, Heisivdim V'yavam is Perkei Shurabba, we had a similar question on Daf Tzadik on Beis, and Mesechti Yavam is, M'shanina, D'chol Dov Yisham L'chol Bezdin, Shev V'loi Sasa, Mitzvah Sejzu Shabbatera, V'ro Tamil Devrayim, Ein Zeh Oikud Dov Natera, the Meila Me'aka, V'loi Iwa Okala B'yadayim, and as we always say, that Rabbanon are able to be Oikud Dov Natera, B'shev Al Tase, Rashi continues, Yilish Shachruna, and he brings a different explanation as to the question of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, and Rashi explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik's question was not in regard to Beis Hillel, but was actually focused on the Shita Beis Shammai. He's bothered that since the Tanakhama stated that Lefi Beis Shammai, one would be Oivon to Issa of Klayim if he uses Tcheles in a linen beged, if so, how could it be that we stated that Klamato Tcheles Besadim Yishlayim, you know, Elimin Amatmian, if Lemais is not only Min Amatmian, but they're actually going to be Oivon to Issa Duraisa of Shatnez? And that Rebbe actually responded, in reality, Beis Shammai is also Derish Smichois. Even Beis Shammai agrees that there is no Issa of Shatnez by Tzitzis. The reason why Klamato Tcheles Besadim Yishlayim, in Elimin Amatmian, only because there was the Takanas Chachamim, one should not wear Tcheles on a linen beged, as we already explained, Lefishim and Bekiyin, as people not Baki in the Halacha of Smuchois, since they wouldn't know that Sadim Besitzis is Mutar, possibly people would make a mistake and think that Shatnez is always Mutar, and even Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah, and they would start wearing Shatnez. And the Gemara now continues, and the Gemara will ask a question according to Edom Halech, as Amalei Rav Baruch Chana L'Rava, Yolimu Be'asara V'Nafka L'Shuka U'Mefasmo Milsa. Why would Rabbana make a takana that one could not place Tcheles in a linen beged? They should just have 10 Choshva people who went to the street wearing a linen beged with Tcheles, and then people will realize that there is no Issa of Shatnez by Tzitzis. But the Gemara responds, Kol Shkeidim Mitam L'Lavon, this wouldn't teach the halacha to anyone, as people will just think that all of these 10 people are being Oivon Shatnez Midoraisa. However, the Gemara is still bothered, V'Lidusha B'Pirka, Rabbanan should have just taught this to the people and should have taught them that there is no Issa of Klayim by Tzitzis, and then we wouldn't have this problem. Why would Rabbanan make a Gzira to be Mevatel Mitzvah of Tcheles by all linen begotten? Because of this question, so the Gemara feels that that can't be the reason for this Takana, and therefore the Gemara explains Gzira Mishum Kala Ilan, and as we know that Tcheles is a dye that is manufactured from a snail called a Chlozin. There was another blue dye which is called indigo, which is actually the exact same color as the blue of the Chlozin. Maisa, since it was much cheaper to produce indigo than to produce the actual Tcheles, so people would actually sell counterfeit Tcheles. Therefore, Agamar explains that when Rebbe stated in Kain Lamasru, Lefi Shem Bekiyin, Rebbe meant to explain that since people were not Bekiyin as to the difference between Tcheles and indigo, but were concerned that someone will have a linen beged and will use wool strings that he thinks is dyed with Tcheles. In the meantime, it was actually dyed with indigo, and what the Gemara refers to as Kol Ilan, as this is a dye that comes from a tree and comes from plants. By putting this into a beged that's made of pishdan, then there'd be oivon to Issa of Shatnez Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. This is the reason why in Shlayim they would not wear Tcheles with a linen beged. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that why would one actually be oivon to Issa of Shatnez if they actually had a blue string that was actually dyed with Kol Ilan instead of Tcheles? But V'lo Yehi El Lavan, since we paskin that Tcheles Einim Akev V'Salavan, even if one would take a white string of wool and place it in a linen beged, one would not be oivon to Issa of Klayim. However, the Gemara explains that this is actually not a proper assumption, as keeping the Efshe B'Minoi Loi Kedreish Lakish to Amreish Lakish Kol Mokim Shatim Moitzi Asev Leisasei Im Ata Yochel Kaim Mashnei Mutav V'Im Lav Yovi Asev Yitchas Leisasei. And the Gemara explains that although it's true that if one had a wool beged and he doesn't have Tcheles, certainly at Tcheles Einim Akev V'Salavan, certainly one could place four white strings of wool, not have any Tcheles. However, even if we say Asev Deicha Leisasei, certainly there is no problem of placing Tcheles in a linen beged, but that is because the only way to have Tcheles only to have dyed wool, and therefore the din of Asidei Chalaisa applies. However, if someone doesn't have Tcheles, when in our case, with Rabbanan made a takana that one should not use tcheles in a linen beged, and since it's possible we yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis without being oiv on the issa of shatnez, placing four white strings of linen into the beged of linen, therefore the din of asid dechalais to say would not apply. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a gzera that when someone has a linen beged, they should not put tcheles into the beged. It's possible the dye that they have is actually kol ilan. Issa of shatnez would apply when someone places strings that are dyed with kol ilan to a linen beged. Gemara continues, and Rashi brings two different explanations, and we will actually explain the Gemara based on the second explanation of Rashi. Number one, some have the gears of the chayin ikar, and Taisa also brings down this is the ikar pshat of Rashi. And after we finish the Gemara, we will go back and discuss the first explanation of Rashi. Gemara continues and asks, "Full of the ku, the why the chum make a gzira not to use tcheles and to be mivatel a mitzvah deraisa? They should have just made a takana that any time that someone buys dye from a manufacturer, they have to test that dye in order to determine if it's actual tcheles or if it's kol ilan. And if it's tcheles, they will be able to use it for their tzitzis. If through the scientific test they would determine that it's actually kol ilan, they would not be able to use it for a linen beged." As Rashi states, 9 lines from the bottom of the amid, lishnachrina ve'ikar ve'liv dekei nisakim rabbanon shlika chadam tcheles elam kein batka efshel liv dekei kol kamon. And as we learned daf mem beis on beis, that there is a way to test dye shemei v'gila v'shavluta, as we will see later on. Because of this question, so once again the Gemara changes its explanation as to what Rebbe meant when he stated lefisha ein bekein. And as the Gemara continues, elxir mishum te'ima, the rabbanon were concerned that since when someone manufactures tcheles, it would take some tcheles and place it on wool in order to make sure that the dye was working properly. This process is called te'ima, which is really a test piece, and this is similar to a cook that would do a taste test on something that is cooking. And lemaisa, since the tcheles on this piece of wool is placed on the piece of wool as a test and not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, this piece of wool is possible to be used at tzitzis. If one would use a string as one of the strings in a beged of linen, then there would be oivan issa of shatnez, as it's shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Rashi explains elixir mishum te'ima pa'am mishim machloi tcheles shel nisayin shenizba l'nasis b'yasei oira v'amrin l'kamon te'ima psula v'ham milsa lek l'mekom b'dika v'hav l'klaim shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Certainly, since this wool is actually dyed with actual tcheles, so there would be no way to actually determine if this was done in l'shma or shaloi l'shma. That's why the Rabbanan made exira that no one should use tcheles when making tzitzis on a beged of linen. Before we continue, let us go back to the first explanation of Rashi. As Rashi states, v'ludekei l'chol ha'yeru sh'tzorvim ben tzitzis, chum should have made a takana that they would have inspectors go out to all factories that manufacture tcheles in order to make sure that they're not counterfeiting tcheles and they're only selling tcheles and not kol ilan. Gemara responded that ina chinami, the actual exira is mishum te'ima, if we would require all buyers to actually do these tests and these investigations, may actually do the test by taking a piece of wool and dipping into the vat with the rest of the tcheles, and that would passel the entire vat of tcheles. And as we'll see on daf mem beis on beis, im soman esoyim b'yoyah passel chal yera. And in bottom tesis, who brings down both of the explanations of Rashi, and tesis states v'ludekei perish b'kundra shtei l'shoynes loshen echad livda kol yera satzevim u'mishanim shum te'ima the havish shalei l'shmoy. As we explain, v'hachinami avi matzlamema shem shalei l'shmoy avi kulei and l'shtachrina. And Rashi brings down a second pshat, the ikar v'ludekei could easily come on the ma'ase guilt of shalduta u'bekinu le'tzitzis itchilus huay kol ilan u'mishanim shum te'ima shem tzitzizeh nas benatzema shetamboy zeyef shebebedika. And our Gemara continues and asks a question that how can you say that the gzira mishum te'ima v'lichtva adiski, why would the chacham make a gzira and be mevatel the entire mitzvah of tcheles making tzitzis on a beged of linen? The rabbanon should have just sent notices out. All the manufacturers would then know one has to dye tcheles l'shma and one cannot use the test piece of wool as tzitzis. Certainly, since it's only a small piece of wool, and certainly for such a dovid muad and a small additional profit, we are not choshish that the manufacturers will cheat the ones that are selling this tcheles to. And as Rashi states, adiski l'shleich b'isra m'kaimish etzevim ben tcheles have yoydin shatim b'psula u'ma'achash yu etzevim yoydin medaba nisba chalein, then we could be samech on them. And Rashi is bothered that previously we asked v'liv shubapirka, why did our Gemara specifically say v'licht v'adiski, that this should be done through writing and by sending out announcements? And zok Rashi l'fish etzevim tcheles habib b'krochen v'kvarim she'in shem and drash shalonu v'gabim m'kaimish v'chaikim. And since we're discussing the manufacturers that lived in many cities as well as in small hamlets, and they wouldn't necessarily hear the drasha, therefore we want to make sure to send this information to all different areas. And that's why the Gemara specifically is v'lichtava adiskei. However, the Gemara responds that diskei leikum v'lismaych, we can't be saimich that people will actually listen to an announcement, as since it's only written down in a ksav and they didn't hear an actual drasha from Rav, then they may not listen to this announcement. announcement, Yefud Rabbanim felt that it was better to make a gzira. One cannot use treles in a linen beged. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem that learns this point to the Gemara differently, as Rabbeinu Geshem states, "Vanana diske lekum lismeich lemishrei." That how can we say it will be mutter based on announcement? Shem ikeman delay chazil diska the asil mir mataima. Therefore, we still have a chash that potentially someone could be over the issa deraisa of shatnez. The Gemara now continues and asks that how can you say that we will not be samech on announcement? But Amar Rava, we continue on that memem beis hashtachon to pesach and kapur and dekar samchina adiske. And if so, certainly hachadase ba'amol like kolshkein. Since we know that we're samech on announcements regarding the issa of achilas chametz on pesach, as well as regarding the issa of achilas yom kippur, which are both chiyuve kares, and we're still samech on announcement. And as Rashi points out, k'shoyim abim shana hayu sholchin garis legoyle lasis beis adarim. Can I read in parakamis sanedrin? And this was done through an announcement. Number one, we weren't chayshish that people will not listen. And number two, we weren't chayshish that people will not find out about this announcement. Therefore, certainly we can rely on an announcement regarding the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why did Rabbanah make a takana and exira to be mevatel the mitzvah of treles by the linen beged if they should have just made an announcement, taught people that the dye of te'ima is possible to be used as treles? The Gemara continues that because of the question of Rava, so Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explained that the actual reason why the Rabbanah made this takana, one cannot use treles making tzitzis in a linen beged based on the following reason. Rav explains, that I stated this reason, then I found out that in Eretz Yisrael Rav Zera gave the same reason. The reason why the Chacham made a gzira that one cannot place treles on a linen beged because they were concerned that someone could be over on the Issa of Klayim. The way that this would occur is that someone would have a linen beged, the beged would rip next to its corner and within three etzpa of the corner of the beged, and that is the proper place to place tzitzis. And since this beged is made of linen, when he fixes up this beged, then instead of actually finishing off the beged, it would actually leave some linen hanging, which would act as a two strings of linen for the tzitzis. He would then also add two strings of treles to this beged, and now we would have four strings on this beged. Mice of the first two strings are actually not going to be valid as tzitzis, since they were not placed on the beged l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and they were placed on the beged in order to fix the beged. There's a chesaron of tassav leiman asoi, and really there's only two strings of treles on the tzitzis, and really this beged doesn't have proper tzitzis. And if so, if someone will wear this beged, they'd be oivan shatnez, as they're wearing the two wool strings of treles on a linen beged shaloi b'makom mitzvah. And the Gemara continues that we did Rav see that imra Rav mishmed Rav Zeir kavasi. The Gemara tells us shor Rav Zeir l'sadine. Rav Zeir removed the strings of treles from a beged of linen as he was concerned that possibly the beged would rip. Then there may be a problem of tassav leiman asoi. If someone would then wear this beged, then there would be oivan issa of klayim, and to bitzarach biar, exactly what the raya is from the story of Rav Zera. As lemaisa, it seems that we see pumfaket that initially Rav Zera had a linen beged with tzitzis of treles. Could be by the fact that Rav Zera took out the treles, so it shows that he actually agreed that the end result was that one is not allowed to place treles in a linen beged. He may have told them that the reason why I'm removing it because of a concern of tassav leiman asoi. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav stated that in Eretz Yisrael they sent over the name of Zera exactly as his teretz. However, the Gemara now brings another teretz and another explanation as to why the Rabbanan made this Zera and one could not place treles in a linen beged. Keep in mind that Teis points out that certainly we should be goyis on our Gemara Rav Zera and not Rebbe Zera, as we previously saw that Rebbe Zera, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, actually had the same teretz as Rava, and this teretz will be a new teretz from Rav Zera, who is different than Rebbe Zera. And as the Gemara continues, Rav Zera Omar, Zera Mishum Slagla, that the reason why the Rabbanah made a takana that one cannot place treles in a linen beged because they were concerned that someone would actually wear this beged during the nighttime, since we hold light loves man tzitzis, therefore they're going to be wearing wool together with linen shaloi b'makom mitzvah. As Rashi explains, shem yiskasu bei b'layla de patur mitzitzis shenemru isim oisu zuchatem pratlik suslayla v'nimsu nenu miklayim shaloi b'shas mitzvah. And of course Rashi is going l'shitasai, and as we know Rashi as well as the Rambam hold that even a beged yoyim is only mechuyev in tzitzis when wearing that beged during the daytime, according to the Manda Omar that Laila loves man tzitzis. Then if someone would wear a beged yoyim during the nighttime, they are not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. Therefore, it would be very shchiach that one could be oivah on the Issa of Shatnez while wearing a beged yoyim during the nighttime. Keep in mind that as we know, Rabbeinu Tam is chilek and Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that a beged yoyim is always chayev in tzitzis, and a beged Laila is never chayev in tzitzis, and it's totally in the chefza, not in the gavra. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this shash doesn't seem to be very relevant. Why would someone have put any tzitzis onto a beged laila? The beged laila is never chayiv in tzitzis. If the Tchilus was placed on a beged of linen that was a beged yoim, then it's always going to be chayiv and tzitzis, and there will never be a problem of shatnez v'tzarech biyar. And where it continues that we know that the only time is a chayiv of tzitzis only when someone has a four-cornered beged that the Torah defines as a beged. Certainly this includes a beged made of semel pishtim. We also previously saw that some hold that this would also apply to other begadim, but certainly this doesn't apply to a leather beged. Based on this idea, the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava teaches us, Hamilsa Amri, Vitman Barava, Meshbed Rav Zeir Kavasi, and once again Rava tells us that I said this idea, then I heard in Eretz Yisrael that the same halacha was taught in the name of Rav Zeir. Rava learns, He shall beged v'knofesh shal ar chayeves, but he shall ar v'knofesh shal beged p'tura, my taima as ikka beged be'inon, and Rava teaches us, if the ikka beged is made out of material, then they cut off some material from the corners, and they added on a patch of leather, and the beged would still be chayev and tzitzis. When determining if something is considered a beged, we have to look at the ikka beged, and therefore this beged would be chayev and tzitzis, even though the corners were made of leather. However, Rav continues that in the opposite case, the entire beged was made of leather, and then they cut off the corners, they patched the corners with material, even though the corners were made of a material that's not leather, beged would still be potter, and would not require tzitzis, as the ikka potter this beged was made of leather, and therefore there is no chayev to place tzitzis on this beged. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chai azul basak knaf, that Rav Chai was chaylik on Rava, and he states that b'negiya tzitzis, we go bust to the corners, as since the pasuk states, hakana psil t'cheles, therefore the ikka beged b'negiya tzitzis would be the corners, and if the corners were made out of material, then it would be chayev tzitzis, and if the corners were made out of leather, then the beged would be potter in tzitzis, even if the rest of the beged was made from linen, or from wool, or from other material aside from leather. The Gemara now continues and goes back to the din of tassel loy min asoy, as Amr Rava, Amr Schir, Amr Rav Huna, hitel balas sholosh v'shlim la'aba psula, mishum tassel loy min asoy. If one initially had a three-cornered beged, which is potter from tzitzis, he tied tzitzis to all three corners, and then he added a fourth corner to this beged, and then he added a fourth tzitzis to the beged as well, one would not be able to use the first three tzitzis, as that would be a chesar of tassel loy min asoy. As Rashi states, psula, the gemur rishonis, asuy mitchilosh sholikim mitzvasa, v'chihadim misakna, and then when you misakin that psul, and now there are four corners of this beged, ikka tassel loy min asoy, then it's a chesar of tassel loy min asoy. The Gemara now continues, meisvei, that the Gemara will ask a question on Rava from the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, chasidim rishonim, kivin sha'aguba sholosh, hoy matin la tcheles, that the chasidim rishonim, who is zeres b'mitzvahs, and they wanted to make sure to do the mitzvahs very quickly, once they started to make a beged, and the beged was already 3 etzba by 3 etzba, which is considered the share of a beged, so at that point they would make sure to put 2 tzitzis on the first 2 corners. Then once they finished the complete beged, they would then place 2 more tzitzis on the opposite 2 corners, which were just created. And Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is that what might we see over here, that even though when they placed the first 2 tzitzis on the first 2 corners, it wasn't yet a full-fledged beged, it still had to finish off the entire beged in order to put the last 2 tzitzis on this beged, and even so, we don't consider this tassel loy min asoy. And if so, why did Rava consider the case of hitel balas sholish v'shlim laba that is considered a case of tassel loy min asoy? As Rashi states, kiven she'argu b'talas gimel etzpais sheroy lutlois ben tzitzis, as the mikri beged can amin l'gabi tuma, so he mitilim b'tcheles b'shnei kanea no l'chigamri lahi mitilim l'shnei mechirim v'loy amin and tassel loy min asoy alma shekol tzitzis shloy nasis mitchilasu b'psol afal pi shenasis shloy l'tzorech, not considered possible because of tassel loy min asoy. Certainly his intent is to add on to this beged, and therefore at this point the other 2 corners and we require the tzitzis to be hanging on a point of the corner that is within 3 etzba of the end of the beged. The Gemara responds that in that scenario there would be actually a problem of tassel loy min asoy, as Rava stated, and ema kivin jibot to put on tzitzis right away. That was talking about a case where they already finished the entire beged and they were up to the last 3 etzbos of the beged, and at that point they put on all the 4 tzitzis at the same time. At that point the entire beged was royal with tzitzis, it was no chesaron of tassel loy min asoy. As Rashi explains, even when we'll finish this beged, Gemara continues that we just stated that the concept of tassel loy min asoy applies even if someone places kosher tzitzis on a beged too early, and he places it on the beged before the beged was actually completed. Gemara now asks, Asoi, that do we really say that that would be a chesaron of Tasav Lamed Asoi, Va'am Rab Zira, Hetalum Metalas Chira, Rab Zira taught us that if one had a beged that had proper tzitzis and had four tzitzis on all four corners, and he wants to change the tzitzis, instead of tearing off all the tzitzis first, he actually tied on four new tzitzis onto the corners of this beged, and at this point it was premature, as this beged doesn't require more than four tzitzis, and Rab Zira teaches us that if he then goes and cuts off the old tzitzis, the new tzitzis that he put there in order to replace the old tzitzis would now be kosher, he wouldn't consider this a chesaron of Tasav Lamed Asoi. The Gemara answers, Amarava, Hashav Al Tasav Koi, Maisel Havi. Although generally, if someone would put on tzitzis onto a beged before there was a chiv to make tzitzis on this beged, then there would be an issue of Tasav Lamed Asoi. However, in our case, since when he places the four tzitzis onto this beged, he was actually being oivan to Isav Al Tasav, so certainly you can't say that that's a sea of tzitzis. Certainly, these strings that you placed on this beged cannot have a shem tzitzis at a point when you were being oivan to Isav Al Tasav. Therefore, we can't say that the psul of Tasav Lamed Asoi would apply, as the only time that these tzitzis are actually considered made and they're actually considered tzitzis is only once one rips off the old tzitzis. It's only at that point that these strings are considered tzitzis, and therefore the psul of Tasav Lamed Asoi doesn't apply. And as Rashi explains, Amarava lo ilam shlid tzarech is considered the psul of Tasav Lamed Asoi karina bay the hachal hachi machshu basrei. And over here, the reason why the last four strings are considered kosher, because when you initially tie these strings to this beged, and therefore the psul of Tasav Lamed Asoi never applied to these strings. And then when you finish the beged, and now this beged required tzitzis, and the initial strings that you tied to that beged as tzitzis, and this beged only had three sides, are possible because of Tasav Lamed Asoi. But the Gemara continues and is still bothered, the maskalar papa, mimai de gavrales sufikam mechavin, dilma levatulikam mechavin, uba taisav leka maiseka, that how could Rava explain that when this person was placing these four tzitzis onto this beged, that he was being oivan bal taisav, but the maisa, his whole reason for placing these tzitzis on this beged was in order to take off the old tzitzis, and certainly his kavana was not to be oivan to isa bal taisav, therefore his asiyah of these tzitzis should actually be a valid asiyah, and once he actually rips off the other tzitzis, then there should be a problem of Tasav Lamed Asoi, as Rashi states, Maisa Ika, Vahada Kushla Dukta. We're back to our original question, the how could Rab Zeir teach us that Hitlum Mutal is Chira? Certainly there should be a problem of Tasav Lamed Asoi, and in Tasis as well as other Rishonim that is, the how could the Gemara have a Havmina, that Rab Zeir doesn't hold the concept of Tasav Lamed Asoi. The Gemara previously brought down the story of Rab Zeir, that Shara Rab Zeir Lissadine, that was because of a Chshash, of a potential problem, and a potential Psul of Tasav Lamed Asoi, and in Tasis as well as in other Rishonim that differentiate between our case and the previous case of Reb Zera, where certainly Reb Zera holds that there is a psul of Tasav Lamed Asoi Ayin Shem, and also Ayin Taisis in Dibur Maskel about Taisav Koi Maisel Have. Taisis explains that Rava was telling us the Kimin the Avdi Surah Le Choshev Asiya, and the Bishask Sitzas Rishonim Zu Asiyasan, and it's only once they cut off the initial strings, the new strings of Tzitzis are considered Tzitzis, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem with Tasav Lamed Asoi. Taisis continues, Le Domilai Hidur Perakam de Sukkah, the Le Armina Kitzitzasan Zu Asiyasan, Bitzarachian, and Ayin Shitum Kubetzes, who discusses the Gemara Mesech the Sukkah as well, Ayin Shom. Finally, Ayin entices that when her papa stated, we might the Gavrila Sufika Mechavin, that Fidel Manda Omen Perk Basra Erin, the Lav Mishum Bal Taisav Loi Boy Kavono, and Umashma Nami Bahu Perka, the Rabbi Shua Loi Boy Kavono, Mikom Makom Hachamoida, the Lek Bal Taisav Kidlon Batulik of Mechavin, as since the person was having Kavono specifically to be Mabatal the original Sitzes, then certainly he would not be Ivan the Issa of Bal Taisav. Ayin the Shitu explains, is the machlek is between Rav and Rav Papa, and as the Shita points out in Es, Vim Taima, Vim Mai Pligi, Vichy Rav Esfirle, Da Oyu Bal Tesev, Basir Miyad, Afa Pishen Elev Shoy, and how could it be that someone be Oyu Bal Tesev without actually putting on these tzitzis? Therefore, he explains, Upirish Ram, Da Hachi Kam Rav Bal Tesev Koi, Daik the Lev Shoy, Vereitz Lava Bal Tesev, Umisham Hachi Maisel Havi, Uparach Rav Papa, Mim Mai Lev Shoy Kam Chavin, Dilmu Lutula Kam Chavin, Pirish Lev Sekarish, and Kaidu Nishul Bishenu, Vilayav Batal Zev Bal Tesev, and would never be Oivan Bal Tesev at all. Therefore, the psul of Tasav Lamed Asoi should apply Ayin in the Shita, and we will stop over here.